Blog Talk Radio.
Direct. Good morning, podcast audience. This is That Guy, your branch president, Columbus, Ohio, Kenneth Hodge, with a podcast this morning, as always, just trying to wake up the mind of the mail handler, and let's get focused on ensuring we have 100% or as close to 100% as possible in contract compliance. Hey, listen, yesterday I podcasted about, again, most of my podcasts, as I say that every morning, are directed to my branch in Columbus. If I didn't have to play this silly game with the local president, I could speak to them directly. But since I do, here I am. So yesterday I spoke to you about some overtime issues that's going to be the conversation of some grievance activity with regards to TMS. This morning, or again, later in the day yesterday, I'm on Facebook, because I stay on the Mail Handler site a lot until my site is complete, and that's the only site I need to go to. 180 degrees, stand by, it's coming. But anyway, one of my members in Columbus, and I'm not going to mention the name, had an issue that was posted on the Mail Handler webpage, and I'm going to read that issue, and then we're going to discuss it for a few minutes this morning. Need advice. If you feel like you're being harassed by supervision constantly, every day, what do you do besides an EEO or redress? Well, first thing I want to say to the mail handler who posted that is your suspended president, Ken Hodge, does the EEOs and the redress in Columbus for the mail handlers. Again, it's a voluntary service. And I guarantee you that the results I get through EEO and redress far surpass anything that your current union staff will do or can do. So don't discount the EEOs or redress, because we get mediators that come in and I'm able to probably resolve things a little better and definitely a lot faster than if you went to the union. And listen to me, that's not to say don't go there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying don't discount the EEO process, especially while it's being headed up by your branch president. Now, we talk about being harassed at work. Let me tell you, folks, sometimes we have to understand, and again, I'm not speaking down to anybody. I'm trying to educate. We have to understand the difference between a supervisor that's on the ball and a supervisor that's harassing. And the reason I say that, most supervision probably so fed up with the agency that they don't even supervise. Every once in a while, you get that supervisor that comes through, and I'm not saying this is the case, who has a little more care and compassion about operations, and therefore they may appear to be harassing you. Well, again, if you contact me and explain to me what's going on, again, most times we're going to go to EEO or redress and get or a labor charge put on that supervisor. But there's going to be times when you bring that to me, and I'm going to say to you, Listen, I know it might not be what you're used to, but a supervisor got a right to ask you why you were late. They've got a right to ask you or move you around within the confines of the contract. Now, once they step outside of those confines, then trust me, I am the last person they want to deal with because I get real aggressive with them when we talk about violating our human rights. So to that mail handler, when you ask what can you do, the first thing you can do is make management aware that you feel you're being harassed. And we got to understand, we're not talking, now being harassed is not the same as being threatened. So I'm looking at some of the comments that came back about threat assessment teams, et cetera, et cetera. Again, we can get to that. But if you're being harassed, let's point out the specific act or acts of harassment by the agency and trust and believe I'll get it resolved for you. That's what I do. Now, or I'm giving you other options because I'm sure, again, it takes time, but I can handle that. Other options you have would be file a labor charge. Yes, you can contact the labor board. A young gentleman named Mike I work with in Cincinnati on several labor charges. We can put you in, I can put you in touch with him, and then we can further the process. You have civil court actions. You do have the Postal Inspection Service. Again, but you have to understand the Postal Inspection Service is there for the agency. I don't care what you heard or what you've been taught. They're there for the agency. Now, don't get me wrong. If they can assist you in the process, they're going to. But the Postal Service exists for the agency. So you have to understand when you start calling on the Postal Service, and they don't have all that authority that you might think they have. Did you know the Postal Service cannot fire anybody? I'm sorry. The Postal Inspection Service does not have the authority to fire you. Do you know the Postal Inspection Service does not have the authority to send you home? Just some things that you might want to think about. They can recommend. They can submit inspector memorandums, a.k.a. IMs, to the agency, and they can take the action. But, you know, that's not the act of or the official duties of the Inspection Service. Those who want to disagree, please take the time to look that up. Some of the other comments we got is document. Now, let me tell you something, folks. And again, stay with me because I don't want to get too confused. How many of you actually feel comfortable going to work, dealing with management, lack of common sense for 8 hours, then coming home and spending another hour documenting what took place today? Not a bunch of us. So when I hear people talk about document, listen, that's very easy to say, but that's very a tedious and arduous task. But again, if you feel you're being discriminated, you got to make sure you complete this. There's nothing more or nothing better than me presenting a case of EEO, and I've got documents going back a month, 2 months, with dates and times on it. See, now we begin to build an itinerary of dates, times, events. So when we have to go present our case on a level outside of a step one, we've got sufficient documentation to prove to the judge, the arbitrator, the labor board, the EEO commission, that this is not a singular occurrence. This is something that has been going on for some time, and it strengthens your case. Now, when I say strengthens your case, trust and believe, very rarely will you see a post office remove a manager because of harassment charge. I'm just giving it to you 100%. So when it happens and you see that manager back at work, that's part of the process. Okay? The fact that a manager harasses you, I'm 99.8% certain the post office is not going to replace that manager. So let's stop thinking about that. Let's stop thinking about replace and instead of replace, let's go and retrain. Now, here's when I responded to that mail handler and I said it's a long process. Here's what'll happen. After getting a supervisor documented and retrained once or twice, now we can move up to removal. Or, again, request for removal. You hear what I'm saying? After we document and get documentation through resolves that I will, the agency will have this manager or supervisor retrained in interpersonal skills, retrained in conflict resolution. Now, after we've documented that retraining and the act continues, now we have sufficient documentation to present that to headquarters and present that to the labor board. And let me tell you, I am not a stranger to present items to headquarters. Now, maybe sometimes they're not really fond of me sending it up, but I get answers. And once we get answers, and once the membership sees that there is someone standing beside them, champion their cause with them, then I'm going to give them the confidence and give them the savvy to not only go through with their case, but to tell others about what it is they're doing. So we make that a common practice if we're not getting results due to supervisors harassing, management harassing. If you're not getting results through your union, your labor negotiations, then you come and see Kenny Hodge. And again, I can do the EEOs for all mail handlers. I can refer you or assist you with labor charges, because I tell you, as sure as I sit at this desk with this microphone, that's not what anybody wakes up in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening and comes to work for, to be harassed. And listen to me, folks, we can put a stop to it. But again, we have to band together. We have to do that thing they call union. You know, we have to come together and support each other for a cause. Again, this isn't about you, me, or this is about the craft. And if we get together and support each other, then we're going to show a united front, and management will back. I'm not ready to say management will back down, but I was going to put a couple of adjectives in there. But management will back down. I promise you that. All you have to do is to stand up and tell me that you want to fight, and I'll champion the cause for you. But it makes it hard for me as a suspended president to champion a cause that you won't support me on. But I'm going to tell you, once I get reinstated to my branch and to the local president spot, that I'm going to champion those causes. And when you see me out there on the front line fighting for your rights, then you're going to come out and join me also. 180 degrees, new direction. So my podcast, if I was to summarize, I want you to say no mail handler, zero, should have to be harassed at work without some kind of administrative action following to protect that mail handler's right. But a closed mouth cannot get fed. If you contact me, I will go to work for you. See, I can go to work for you on the EEO side without violating that bullshit, that nonsense suspension that your local president has me on. So again, nobody can stop my go. I say again, nobody can stop my go. I am committed to serving the mail handlers as their president, or whatever capacity I can get in, I'm committed to serving mail handlers. And if you bring the issue to me, I'm going to guarantee you're going to get a much better result than if you deal with the personnel that's currently in place, to put it as politically correct as I possibly can. So listen, nobody has to deal with being harassed at work. What you have to do is speak up. And again, don't look for your union to champion that cause, because either they don't know how or they are afraid. But fear is something I don't understand when it comes to dealing with management. Okay, so let's go. Let's start to document, and I know it's an arduous task. And contact your union. Let them know that Article 2 exists for them to begin a fight if they want to fight. If not, you let them know. I've come to the union as requested by Branch President Haas. You did nothing for me. So now I'm going to go see my suspended branch president, and I'm going to get my issue resolved. Let's have a wonderful day. And again, next Monday and Tuesday, we'll be live. Call in. Let me know your thoughts and your opinions. Again, this is about bonding here. This is about what can we do to make a situation better. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, suspended branch president, soon to be your local president. Support 180 Degree Movement. In fact, I want to thank everyone who supports the movement, continue to support the movement, so we can pick up steam, pick up more members. And again, in November, we can go into the election confident that we have a 180 Degree team that is now going to demonstrate to management what engaged, educated mail handlers will do with a contract violation. Hey, support the movement, folks. Have a great morning.